This is Dr. Oliveros dictating the next patient, that is Sandra Ibarra. The last name is I, B like in boy, A, R like in Roger, A, Ibarra. First name Sandra, S-A-N-D like in Delta, R-A, Sandra. This is the clinical case of a 56-year-old female that has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus that has been very aggressive. The patient is insulin dependent. She has a severe peripheral neuropathy to the point that she is wheelchair confined. She had a neurogenic bladder with a suprapubic catheter. The patient has been following the diet, and the family has been adjusting the administration of insulin. She's taking Basaglar 28 units of Q in the morning, and apparently she has blood sugars that are between 130 and 200 most of the time. She has been evaluated by Dr. Castellan, C-A-S-T, like in tango, E-L-L-A-N, who is an endocrinologist, and as a matter of fact, she has an appointment to see the doctor tomorrow. I am going to defer the management of the diabetes to the endocrinologist. From the nephrology point of view, that she has a creatinine that is 0.86, a BUN of 23. The fasting blood sugar was 185, and this was done on July the 27th, 2024. Sodium, potassium, chloride, and CO2 with the normal limits. The serum albumin is 3.6, and the estimated EFR is 79. Following number, the patient has neurogenic bladder with a suprapubic catheter. Following number. Anemia that has been improving gradually. Last time was the hemoglobin was 10.3. Today is 11. The hematocrit is 33. The B12 levels are within range. Following number. Mixed hyperlipidemia that has been under control. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. And following number, the peripheral neuropathy that we discussed before. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We spend seven minutes with the lab, in the face-to-face, 15 minutes of documentation, 5 minutes.